Mr. President, at the outset, I wish to thank you for your able stewardship of the work, the convention over the last year, and especially during the time of administrative challenge. Let me assure that you of the Thai delegation's full support throughout this meeting. Our thanks extend as well to all members and of the coordinating committee for their dedications and hard work. We also join other state parties in welcoming Mr. Juan Carlos Ruan as the interim director of the implementation support unit of the convention and stands ready to continue our full cooperation with the ISU. Mr. President, Thailand thanks members of the Committee on Article 5 implementations for their observations and recommendations, which we have carefully studied and will take into the consideration when preparing our national report next year. We also wish to congratulate Mozambique on the completion of the Article 5 implementation this year. Thailand continues to pursue our migrant operations. Resolutionally, we remain committed to the goal of the zero victims and my free country. Since the beginning of 2015 up to the present, Thailand My Action Center, or TMAC, has been able to reduce over 20 million square meters of the mine contaminated area in Thailand, bring down the number of mine contaminated province in our country from 17 to 15. The remaining suspected hazard area is now standing at approximately 454 million square meters. Thailand is well aware of the approaching migrant deadline, which has been extended to 2018. We are doing our utmost to reduce our remaining SSA as much as possible in the limited time frame. After the adoption of the Maputo Action Plan at the Convention Review Conference last year, Thailand has applied Action 8 to the Action 11 when designing our migrant plan for the next few years. Mr. President, this year we began to apply a new land release method called Evidence-Based Survey, or EBS. By applying this method, only the area with strong evidence of mine contaminations will be categorized as the confirmed hazard area. The EBS method will allow us to identify more realistic estimate of mine contaminated area and thus enable our clearance plan to be more time-bound in this regard. TMAC has also introduced the new categorization of our remaining SSA in those with higher and lower degree of clearance difficulty. Among this category remains SSA are also arranged in order to clearance priority, in which the SSA located in the special economic development zones, topping the list of the area to be clearance first. This is to facilitate full realization of the economic potential of those land along the hidden by landmines. Meanwhile, SSA located in the border area are at the lower rank of the priority list in order to allow demarcations process to be implemented first. In addition, next year, TMAC will be launched our pioneer project to involve more members of the local stakeholders in migrants and land release process in their own province. With the actual remove, the destructions of USO will still be carried out by military personnel. Local governments, official community leaders, and the other governmental organizations will be encouraged to be play their part in the non-tactical survey process and identifications of hazard areas. We believe that the model will increase the sense of relevance and ownership among the local residents and eventually accelerate the momentum of our quest toward the becoming a mind-free country. Mr. President, Thailand believes that this new mind-quarant measure will surely equip us with more capacity to release as much as mind-contaminated area as possible. Within the limited of our extension deadline, we are convinced also that update measure will be enable us to prepare a deadline extension request to be present for consideration in the timely manner. On a final note, the Thai delegation wish to thank in particular Implementation Support Unit, the Geneva International Center for Humanitarian Demining, and the Norwegian People Aid for providing us the insighting and technical know-how throughout our my clearance effort. I thank you, Mr. President.